Okay. So here we are already, week two.
Week two.
Rebranding Lauren.
We finally came up with a name.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's a good name.
I like it.
Yeah. We've got our bottle of wine is opened. We're having Endera Cabernet Sauvignon, Chile, 2013.
It's a good year.
Here's to you.
Cheers.
Thanks. Okay, a little pause while we sip. Mmm.
Delicious.
So I, just for people listening, this is, as I said, our second podcast, and we got our podcast up on iTunes.
Woo!
So you can Google Rebranding Lauren. Now I have to ask you, it's with a pound sign. I mean,
it's with a pound sign.
I actually said that to somebody the other day. I called
hashtag.
I called it a pound sign, and she knew exactly what I meant, but she was also my age.
Well, there you go. That would make sense.
Laughed about youngsters these days calling it the hashtag. But if they want to search for it, do they have to do hashtag Rebranding Lauren, or can they just search, Rebranding Lauren?
Well, how did you list it on iTunes? Hashtag?
Hashtag.
Then hashtag Rebranding Lauren.
Okay.
Or Rebranding Lauren. I mean, it'll it should come up. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how many Rebranding Laurens there are out there.
Zero, except for ours, I checked.
Oh, well. Yes, it'll be quite easy.
All right. So you can go see our first podcast and get a sense of what our mission is here. And so I'm ready. I'm back with my list of questions week two. Okay. And, you know, last time you censored yourself a little bit, and I said, don't bother. You know, that's part of the joy of this podcast is to be uncensored. We don't have to censor ourselves. So I just want to check in. So now you've had a week in Hong Kong. Tell everybody a little bit what you did this week. Any goals, professional goals that you achieved already in week one?
So, yeah, week one was very productive. I had a meeting with another photographer, Kate Baumgartner, in Hong Kong. And basically, I just wanted to meet with her and kind of let her know what I was available for and just kind of, I was really just asking her to kind of have my name in her back pocket. So if somebody was asking her for work and she wasn't able to, or she wasn't, you know, if she's booked, just to kind of throw my name around. Or if she hears of anything that she's not interested in doing, I said I would be interested in it. So we had a good day, and then I met another photographer, Anise, who has a studio in Central. So I got to play around in her studio a little bit and meet her.
At the top of 100 stairs you had to climb?
Yeah, we had climbed up to the, right, it was 100 stairs.
Was it literally 100 stairs?
It was literally 100, we counted.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, it's so hilly here. It didn't really feel that bad walking up the stairs. It was fine. There was somebody sleeping in the stairwell at the entrance. Just walk around.
You mean you thought they were tired from coming up and down the stairs, do you think? Or?
No, I don't know. Well, there was a few, stalls, because it's, off an alley. The entrance was kind of off an alley, so somebody was just kind of, out of the sun, rain.
There's
wind.
Actually people, I think it's people have made calendars of people sleeping in Hong Kong because it's such a
popular
pastime.
I think I've seen
pastime.
That. Yeah, people, right. Yeah. Popular pastime.
Well, yeah, because people work really long hours, and it's hot, and what have you, and so there's all these fun pictures of the various poses.
I'm always sleeping on the subway in New York. Especially, I wonder if I'm on somebody's calendar somewhere.
It's January.
Right. Exactly.
Not the way you envisioned it.
No.
I thought I'd be Miss January in a whole different way.
Right.
Miss January. A little bit of drool coming out. Yeah.
Okay. Typical.
Just a little snoring.
Hopefully it's not a electronic calendar.
Yeah, right.
Where they have
beautiful.
That'd definitely be mine.
Nice. All right. So anyway, Anise is at the top of the 100 stairs.
Yes, so we got to see her studio. She had gotten a new light, and we were just playing around with that. And so that was fun, and that was good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And you met with Alice from
Hong Kong Travel Zoo. So then I also went to the Travel Zoo Hong Kong office, which is in North Point. It has a fantastic view of Hong Kong. It's beautiful. Yeah, so I met her and a producer in that office, and we went to a really delicious dim sum lunch, and then we went up to the office, and I got to meet everyone there, and we kind of just talked about what their expectations of me were a little bit, how I'll be helping out with the shooting, hopefully starting in the next week or two, probably 2 weeks, and then I'll be going in to do editing and stuff. Starting November 8th or 9th.
All right, very good. So things are shaping up quickly.
Yeah, things are happening quickly. So far, at least, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things, little things happening. And that lunch I had with Kate, I had a shoot. So now we have a shoot set up for next week already. So we're shooting a half day Wednesday, full day Thursday, and then I'm going to try to edit everything on Friday, get through it on Friday. So.
All right. So busy. Yeah. So the other day on Facebook, I put your, I don't even know what you call that on Facebook, when I posted something and I put your name on it. I tagged you, I guess. It was about the joy of not waking up to an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
So when was the last time you did not have to wake up to an alarm clock?
I mean, on weekends, I don't usually have to wake up to an alarm clock.
But I mean, on a daily basis.
Oh, I have no idea. The last time I lived here. the first time I was visiting. I was visiting here for about 6 weeks. And I wasn't setting alarms then. That was in like 2010.
About
5 years, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the impact of not having to get up to an alarm and setting your own agenda for the day. Is there an impact? I mean, what does it feel like to go literally
freedom.
From working full-time to, not that you're not working full-time, but it's a whole different way
of working. It's a whole different way of working full-time, definitely. No, it's wonderful to not have to, you know, because I guess it's this weird feeling when you know, you have to get up, you have an alarm, you get up, and then you just automatically, it starts to feel like such a routine, and it's so monotonous, because literally every morning you're on the same train at the same time. Yeah, and you see that, literally I see the same people. I'm like fighting with the same people for a seat on the subway, you know. And
do you ever acknowledge that? It's your turn to win. It's my turn to win.
No, I always win.
Oh.
I actually, like, years, when I was first moved to New York, one random morning I didn't get on the specific car of the train that I like to get on because it dropped me off at the right staircase.
Right.
You know, so it just was like the closest one to my exit, but I had been running late or I don't know, whatever happened, I got on.
I love how you hesitated. You said running late or running and you're going to say early, and then you're like, no, that never happened.
Yeah, that would never be. that would not be what was going on. Maybe the train was early.
Something was early.
Something was early. Definitely not wasn't warm. Me. No. But I got on, I was like walking up to the train, and there was this guy in front of me, and we ended up getting in the same car and standing there, like, next to each other the whole train ride in, and then we got off at the same stop, walked out the same exit, because, like, in Hong Kong, there's several exits at these subway stations, and especially the larger ones. I was working at Herald Square. So we literally, we got off the same exit, and then we walked the same way, and then we walked into the same building, and we kind of just stopped and looked at each other like, what the hell are you doing? Like, are you following me? Do you, excuse me, may I help you? Like, what's going on?
Do I know you?
Exactly. So it was just kind of funny moment. We were just, no actual words were said. It was just a very facial, like, it's this conversation just we had with our facial expressions. It was very weird. We were both kind of shocked and like, well, I guess that's what happens. Yeah.
And then you never saw him again.
And then I never saw him again. Right. Yeah. It was just that one time. So maybe he had an interview. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know,
just
you never
like a
know.
Random thing.
Yeah, so that happens. So, you know, when you don't have to do that every day, then your day automatically is different.
Yeah.
And so it's nice not to do the exact same thing all the time.
When I first moved here, I had worked full-time and had been on a schedule for years and years. I found it very difficult to even manage my time. Like, I didn't know how to fill my time or to not overschedule my time. Like, I for many years was trying to find the balance between doing too many things and then feeling like I wasn't doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's only been a week for you, but you seem to be much calmer about that whole thing than I am. I mean, aren't
I usually in general calmer than you?
Well, thank you, yes.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know. Why do you say that?
Yeah, exactly. I would say that I think that Hong Kong and New York are very similar in a way that I had the same issues in New York. So if I was living in Cleveland, Ohio, and I got off work at 6 o'clock, I would immediately be available to anybody because I would have a car and everything's like 10 minutes away.
Right.
So I could go get after work drinks with people, and then I could go get dinner with somebody else and then meet up with drinks with other people. I could have three different things going on a Thursday night and still be home by 11.
Right.
And it wouldn't be hard. It wouldn't even be like out of the realm of possibility. But for me, being in New York, I live in Brooklyn. I work in, and it's like a 45-minute train ride for me to get home. So if I want to do any, I can pick one thing after work.
Yeah.
I can't really do both.
Right.
You know, or it's going to be, or I will be inappropriately dressed for one of the things. It happens a lot. Like, I try to go to the gym as much as possible. And so if I'm doing, I go to the gym after work, but then I have my gym clothes. And so, and then I don't want to like
be sweaty
and put on my nicer work clothes. So if I want to go out with drinks, it has to be somewhere casual where I can wear gym clothes, that kind of thing. So Hong Kong is the same way. I don't have a car. I know it's going to take me a decent amount of time to get to any one place. So in my mind, I've really just been picking like one thing and then going out and doing that. And then on the way back, I'll see where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, how long did it actually take me to get to this place? How long did that appointment last? You know, the lunch I had was at noon, but I didn't actually get home till 4:30 or 5.
Right.
And it was just that one thing.
Right.
That's all I really did. So I think I'm just, maybe I'm better practiced and doing one thing and knowing that's probably going to take me all day anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't freak out about it.
Yeah, that's true. Because, yeah, I still get very excited. I think some of it for me is also, after working full-time for all those years, which, you know, great, that's fine. But to know I have all this free time, I feel like I shouldn't waste a moment. And I should be doing everything I want to do and love to do and smash it all in there to the point where, you know, I'll be trying to play Words with Friends while I listen to a podcast and I've got, you know, the daily crossword puzzle on my lap while I'm riding on the ferry.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, just because I'm like, I should do all these things. It's only going to take 1 minute doing my Words with Friends. The podcast I can listen to for 45 minutes, and then, you know, the crossword puzzle just fills in that other empty space that might
right.
be waiting for me. So that's, so I was wondering, you just seem so, like, you know, great about managing your time, whereas I am still habitually either late, missing something, or canceling something because I've overscheduled myself. So last time I asked you what was the scariest part about coming here, and you said literally it was flying in the plane. Now it's been a week. Has that changed? Has anything scary come up or something where you didn't anticipate being afraid of something or any new fears present themselves that we can dissect right here over
right.
a glass of wine that you'd like to tell the entire world about?
Yes. No. I think I get pretty literal. So I guess now I'm thinking about there's things in the works, I don't think I necessarily have all of the equipment that I need.
Mm-hmm.
So now in my mind, I'm trying to figure out how much money am I going to make in the next week and when will I need to do this other project and how will I pay for things if I need kind of figuring that part out, logistics of swinging money around and making it count.
Yeah.
So it's not scary. It's just a challenge, but, you know, I think that's the newest challenge I'm mentally dealing with.
Yeah, good.
Where I'm going to put the money, get the money, and when I'm going to get it, when will I need it, blah, blah, blah.
It's when you and I listened to our first podcast, and we did many times because you were learning how to edit it, which you did a great job, I think.
Thank you.
I noticed that I did a lot, so I'm trying to hold back on my sounds in
this
one.
Yeah.
But I find I'm making this sound you know,
the lower
version. Yes.
So you don't...
Yeah, so... yeah,
their tonal ranges.
Exactly. Well, it's the Cantonese meat. how about exciting part? Is anything new exciting coming up?
I'm really excited about the shoot next week. I think that's going to be so much fun. I'm just excited to get out there and play. Like, I don't know why, but I don't feel a lot of pressure with, like, the stuff that's coming up. Like, if I was in New York and someone was like, oh, do you want to do this shoot? I'd be like, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't really have the stuff, and I don't know. Like, I'd probably, like, twiddle my thumbs and not do it. But here, it's just, I'm like, this is why I'm here, right? So I'm trying to shake it up,
yeah.
You know? And so I'm like, well, yeah, let's just do it. Like, what's the worst gonna happen?
It's funny that that's been a change in perspective. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's a change of scenery. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Why? Or maybe it's because I'm working full time, so I feel I'm just drained from my job. So.
Yeah. And now this is your job.
And now this is my job. Yeah, right. Exactly.
In addition to this is your job.
Right. I don't have a full time job on top of trying to make this other thing happen. It's just I get to put all my time and energy into having fun at a photo shoot,
right.
And editing something that I've shot instead of dealing with my desk job.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what it is.
So it'll be interesting to see now as we get, you know, we're 1 week in. Technically it's 2 weeks, but 1 week that we've been doing the podcast.
Correct.
What happens when you go back? I've already jokingly talked to you about staying past January. And I'm serious, and of course you're not, but, you know, we'll deal with it when the time comes.
Well, I'm obviously going home, so, I mean, if something happens, and, you know, I've we'll see.
Yeah, right. But that's the point of this piece here is thinking about how you can, if and when you go back to New York City,
yes,
or when you go back, when I should say, not if, when you go back, that it'll be interesting to see if you go back to your desk job or if you have enough opportunity to put some things together so that you can maintain this other. So we've had a lot of rain here. There's a little distraction going on.
Sorry.
Here. No, it's okay.
I'm just going to close the door.
Okay. We've had a lot of rain, and you can hear water sort of dripping, and it's in the plumbing or something.
Sure. It's like echoing into my brain.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't want that.
Noise sound. Anxiety. If anybody else has noise anxiety, it's just awful. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
No, that's good. You can edit that out.
I will.
So yep. That doesn't matter. Anyway, so my point being, when you go back to New York, you will have had this 3 months now of living a different professional lifestyle, not getting up by the alarm clock,
right,
not being on a set schedule. You'll have this, these seeds planted for doing work, being a full-on freelance photographer.
Right.
And I'm wondering how that'll impact, not that you can predict the future, but I'm wondering how that'll impact.
I wonder too. I mean, I left the New York office under the talent agreeing that I would be coming back.
Yeah,
they are looking forward to my return.
Yeah,
my boss and I did discuss a little bit about maybe coming back part time. So, yeah. And if that was the case, I think that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, and he's been really great about supporting me doing freelance work. So if I were, I can just be a little bit more assertive in saying I can't come in 2 days this week.
Right.
I'm freelance. I don't have to come in.
Yeah.
So, actually exercising that right more and dedicating time to other things. So if I do a shoot one day, then take the next day off, edit it, and then just be done with that week. So we'll see. Yeah, exactly. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully if I add international to my resume and then also all the new work I'll have to add to my website will be great.
Right.
And it'll really freshen it up. And
I've also noticed that you are the kind of person that once you have, at least this is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, so correct me if you will. But once you're dedicated to doing something, you're sort of full on with it. So when we went on vacation, we had a summer vacation. We went to the beach for a week.
Yep.
And you actually had to work some of those days.
Yes.
And you were sitting down ready to go by 9, and you insisted on working till 6.
Yep.
And, jokingly, people would say to you, well, just come out and go to the beach for half an hour. And you literally could not get yourself off the couch away from your computer because you knew you knew that you would be cheating, quote unquote cheating if you did that, and you were so dedicated to what you were doing that you're like, I just can't. Like,
yeah.
There's why I'm not going to. And so,
well, you've raised me well. I refuse to cheat and cheat people. I don't want to cheat people.
Right, right.
And if I say I'm gonna do something, I'm just gonna do it. So
yeah. That's the way to be. That's right. The best way to be. Be like me. That's the best.
Of course. Of course.
No pressure there.
Right.
But I'm wondering if that's a challenge for you when you have this work waiting for you in New York City. You've got this job. You've committed to doing this job. And so you feel dedicated to going there. And your personal, professional world that you're creating outside of that is always going to come second because you've already agreed to do this work here. Do you think that's part of it?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But knowing what I know now and like after being there for 2 years and kind of having a better understanding of what I will actually be getting out of the job and knowing that and this isn't a bad thing and it wasn't, I kind of understood it when I was hired, but my job is my job. There's nothing else after it at this place.
Right.
So
no advance.
There's no advancement really. And so that, which is okay. The job itself I'm more comfortable in it. So if I go back and we agree that I'm part-time maybe, or if we just go with the understanding that I really am going to be working like a freelancer and not be there 9 hours a day, 5 days a week without taking lunch kind of a thing, it's really, I'm kind of a workaholic, I guess.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because I see the same thing in Mark. Right? I mean, my husband. So once he sits down to do stuff, it doesn't matter. The house is on fire. I got to get this done.
Right.
Whereas for me, I tend to be much more like, oh, well, I was watching this show and then I walked the dog and And there were some flowers that I was smelling, and it's really beautiful. I'm much more excited for me about, I love to start projects, and I do, the things I really care passionately about, I will get to the end, but many times I start down the road, and then I'm like, ah, that's enough of that, I don't have to actually see this to completion. So I'm not necessarily a workaholic myself, but I am intrigued by those who are.
Yeah.
So we talked about this already, but I just, in case you have anything else you want to add.
Okay.
So last week I told you that I'd be asking similar questions every mm-hmm. week in addition to some new ones. So with 10 weeks, you know, looking 10 weeks ahead, now looking 9 weeks ahead, to see how your future is changing. I think you kind of covered that, but is there anything else you would add?
Not really. I don't think so. I think the last week I was very kind of broad-worded, you know, just saying, I want to hope everything changes. And, you know, I do, but I think now I can kind of, it's coming more into focus, and it's just that...
No pun intended.
Right.
From the photographer.
Right, exactly. It's really just going to be the expansion of my portfolio and making these contacts and really feeling more comfortable in selling myself mm-hmm. when I get back to the States and be like, yeah, absolutely, I can do these things. Yeah, it's really just kind of like a big test for myself. Like, can I really go to this new country and tell people I'm a photographer and get work and do work and get paid? Let's see. And if yeah. I can, then why the hell can't I do it in New York?
Right.
Stop making excuses kind yeah. of thing. So.
Well, you know, I think also we get into comfort zones. And
absolutely.
What's the motivation to get out of your comfort
zone? Right, exactly. I mean, right. I have a steady paycheck.
Yeah.
That I barely live by. So, yeah. you know, I don't really want to... It's like, oh, sure, I can go do this thing, but then what if they don't pay me? Or, like, what yeah. if it doesn't work out? And then now I've missed this day of work, and now I'm short, and
So, we may have covered this a little bit last week, but this is really your style, too, is that you will push yourself to the next level, and then you'll have anxiety and work really hard and, you know, be totally focused on this thing, and then you'll master it,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll slide along for a little bit, and then you get all antsy again, and then you do the next thing. And you start throwing yourself wildly into some crazy situation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you accomplish it, you master it. So, and I'm just thinking, you know, as your mother, having watched this go on over the years, how interesting it is to see this thing repeat itself. And this isn't a criticism. I mean,
right.
It's not bad. It's just interesting to see how you're propelling yourself, you know, in these huge leaps. You know, you don't do anything little step by little step by little step. You know, you like coast, and the next thing I know, you're, you know,
jumping off a
New
cliff.
Exactly. And then you're, you know, going along, doing your thing, and now you're living in Hong Kong. So I anticipate that this is just push, as you said, you know, just pushing you to the next place.
Right. And, that's kind of what I'm hoping to
but
do.
But it'll be, I mean, because when I was your age, you know, of course, I already had you were about 5 years old, so I
right.
was 5 year old, and I was working full time. And for me, that was perfect. It was perfect. I really had nothing more that I needed than my family and my job and my kid. And if somebody had said to me, hey, why don't you just drop all this nonsense and take a trip to Hong Kong? I could hardly move from Lakewood to Cleveland. I mean, that in and of itself was a big move. I couldn't go any further south than Parma.
And those cities are next to each other. Just so everybody knows.
Exactly.
They're not far from one another.
And I actually moved back into the neighborhood where I grew up eventually for a small amount of time.
Yes.
Living right down the street from where I had grown up. So my claws were in pretty deep. And even moving to Athens was a big challenge for me. I cried. You know, when I
yeah.
got down there, because it just felt so foreign, and I'd left everything.
Mm.
So it's really interesting to see, you know, in some ways we're so different, but in so many ways we're the same.
Yeah, yeah. If this was a video
exactly.
thing, people would just be like, is this thing doubled?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Twinning, right.
Twinning. So something else, and you can ask, how are we doing living together? No, it's been 2 weeks.
I think I'm still doing good. Your wine has been depleted.
Yeah.
You might need to go to the wine store.
You might need to go to the wine
oh,
store.
Oh, I mean,
and replenish.
Nah. I'll just move on to the liquor. Fine.
that peach vodka that's never been opened in the 2 years.
Oh,
since
I had
somebody...
some this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Aren't you a clever little girl? And was it tasty?
It was delicious. I was looking for orange juice, though. It would have been really good in orange juice.
Oh, okay. We'll have to buy you some.
No, I was at the store, and I just decided pish posh.
Pish posh.
Soda water is fine.
Okay.
It just would have felt more brunchy.
Yeah. Less alcoholic-y.
Yeah, had it been orange juice. And I'm like, it's okay, because it's brunch.
That's, yeah, no rules on Sundays.
No rules on Sundays. Well, it was like I had it with breakfast, and I, you know,
yeah.
made my cramps feel better.
I'm glad. Yeah, that's sorry.
It's actually Mike's suggestion. He was like, "Drink some vodka." Oh. That's a really good idea. I will.
He's helpful.
He is that little. He's not little, but that Mr. Mike. He's
that
pretty
Mr.
great.
Mike. Yeah. Very nice. So you and I had a slight altercation.
Your face.
Well, I'm waiting. I'm saying altercation. I'm waiting to see what your face says. Like, does your face say, "Yeah, we did, bitch," or does your face say, "Like, what are you even talking about? I don't remember." But so that's why I'm waiting. I'm looking at you, like, do you know what I'm talking about? A slight altercation. So I had said to somebody, I was out walking the dog, and I saw somebody that I knew, and I said, "Oh, hey, my daughter, she's new in town." She's
oh, you told them I was looking for experience.
Right, right. And I came back, and I was trying to explain to you what I said, but before I could really even explain myself, you were all over it.
Yeah, well, it's difficult, you know, because people want you to work for free all the time, and right. it's...
See, here we are, even again at this moment, you're just talking without letting me finish and explaining what I want to
say. I thought
you
were interviewing me.
I am interviewing you.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and continue talking.
And I will.
Mm-hmm.
But what I had to laugh at was at the end of our conversation, which we can talk more about what the conversation was about.
Yes.
What happened at the end?
I rolled my eyes and said, "Fine."
And then?
I took a shower.
Oh, how did you get to the shower from here? From this room?
What?
Did you storm?
I didn't feel like I was storming. Was I storming?
I felt like you did. I felt like you stormed away.
I was...
And then I thought I heard some slamming.
No. What was it? No way. I didn't feel like I was slamming. You know, I don't know my own strength.
Is that what it is?
Mike always says I'm slamming things, and I swear I'm not.
Well, maybe you're just pissed off a lot.
I don't know. I don't feel pissed off
a
lot.
I love that. No. Pshaw. Well,
everyone wants to, like, what's that called? Project.
Blink. Oh, project, okay.
Maybe you were mad and wanted to storm around, but
no,
I
didn't actually,
I
thought that I had won the argument. And so I was, like, celebrating in here, and then I thought I heard you celebrating, I mean, you know, slamming in the back, and you were just like, fuck everything. And then I was really, it was interesting because then at the, so then you went somewhere and I went somewhere. We had our different schedules that day. And then we came back, and you sat down, and you faced me directly on, and you pretty much said to me, "And don't do that again," about talking to...
I did say that.
...to the girl, you know, this friend of mine about working for free.
Yeah.
And
I just said, we need to take the word experience out of the vocabulary.
Yeah. Right, because for you, it was demonstrating that maybe you were lacking in some way.
Right.
And for me, it was my pitch to this person... that you have a wealth of experience, but in this particular thing that you were looking to do, you wanted to build your portfolio, and I didn't see that as like insulting or demeaning or belittling, but you certainly felt that it was something along those lines.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, inappropriate.
I think it's fine. A good yeah. word. It's more just really. I mean, it's hard for me because I see exactly where you're coming from, and when you're like, "Well, what the fuck? You're just gonna sit on the couch. Like, you need to do things." And
okay,
then
just for the record, I didn't say what the fuck.
She did, for the record, and
no. I did not. I did say, "What are you gonna do all day?" I just didn't use the F word.
And it's like you can like sit it, you can like be at home, or you could go do this thing and not get paid. I don't necessarily see it that way. Like, it's either or. It's not so black and white. But it's more... Working for free doesn't just undermine me as a photographer personally, but it actually just belittles the entire profession. Because everybody has a camera now. Everyone has a camera. Right. Everyone has a smartphone. And I don't know if you guys have these ads here, but you can... literally print a billboard from your iPhone 6 photo. That's how high res that is.
Wow.
That you can literally print a billboard.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of people on this planet who don't have to make money, who aren't concerned with paying bills or paying off student loans or building their name or any, you know, like they don't really care because that's not like they don't have to worry about that. So they can walk around with their camera and work for free, and they undercut every single person who has like a professional degree, has experience, and knows what they're doing, and they want to charge, you know, I have to charge for what I'm able to provide, but because I had to pay for the ability to provide it. So,
right.
You know, it's just the cost trickles down, whatever. So it's working with somebody who doesn't necessarily have money to pay me for something isn't going to be an absolute no, but it needs to be something where there's a discussion, there's a barter, there's something else that is going on. Like, there needs to be a very clear understanding that it's like a one-time thing, or, you know, there needs to be discussion in some other capacity. So instead of speaking for somebody and saying, she'll do it for free, she needs experience, it would just be like, it should be more about, well, here's her contact information, I'm sure she'll be able to work with you in whatever way that you need.
Yeah.
But I know she's eager and excited to work here.
Yeah.
Here's her contact.
Yeah.
And that would, you know, like, no guarantees, but
yeah, very
happy to
out.
Talk.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I think that's just, you know, Kate and I were actually talking about that when we met up. And it, you know, because there are so many people out there who don't care, who don't have, and they're most likely 95% of the time are not going to be able to return a product as good as
that's
somebody
right.
who is a professional would be able to turn over.
Yeah.
So that's really all that is. I mean, that's really just more like, it's not just me, but it's just like the whole profession. And we all have to like rally together
yeah.
and really stand
up for
it.
Well, definitely, I think you hit something on the head, because there was a part of me, you know, that came home and I'm like, I was really excited.
Yeah.
Because I felt like this, it's someone, these are people that I know
mm-hmm.
and I really believe in their project, plasticfreeseas.org. I really believe in what they're doing, and knowing that they are struggling as a nonprofit to get themselves, not organized, but to get the word out. And I mean, they're still a fledgling operation. I mean, it's
right.
been maybe a year, 18 months that they've been in operation. And thinking about, you know, your idea of telling people's stories and helping them use that to market themselves. And that's what I was got all excited about.
Yeah, it sounds right up my alley.
And so when I came home and told you about it, I was really caught off guard by your response. I didn't expect you to be so vehemently, I don't want to say opposed, because you weren't opposed. You just didn't like the way I presented the way I proposed
the project,
project to
yeah.
them, and then came home and sort of, you know, said to you like, "Oh, hey, I just sold you for nothing."
Right.
And so I was really, and I found it interesting that in that moment we both, you know, as you would expect, we just kind of fell into our old patterns of how we mother daughter
right
debate discussion little heated argument thing eruption, and then it was over. I won. You stormed off.
I did not storm.
Okay.
I really didn't feel like I stormed.
I'm just teasing with you because I'm just trying to get a rise out of you. But
exactly.
That's how I felt. Like, you got up off the couch and you walked in the other room. Anyway,
I did get off the couch and walk in the other room and get in the shower. I had to get ready for my lunch.
Okay. Or whatever we were talking about that day. But anyway, it was interesting for myself to feel myself go back into this mother mode immediately.
Mm.
Like, you know, I've got to get you organized and make sure your time is organized and you're doing these things. And so we had this little, you know, skirmish. But as is typical between the two of us, it was over with immediately. Like, it happened,
it
was over. And then, but then when you came back around, and I can't remember, we were sitting here.
No, we were at coffee. We were with
Jane. That's right, at coffee. And you sat in that chair. But how squarely you faced me. And you were just...
Again, like, I don't even really remember all of this, but okay. I mean, like, I remember being there, but I wasn't, like, in my mind, I was like, okay, now look her in the eye and tell her what's up. Like, that wasn't happening in my mind, like, that at all.
No, but, well, it was definitely in your body language, though. Mm. And again, I'm not offended or upset. I was just really like, wow, this, you know, this young woman before me is like... And don't do that again. Which I love, because that's something I would say to somebody.
Right,
like,
well,
you know, I could give you all the reasons in the world, but let's just set the record straight. Just don't do it again.
Just don't do that anymore.
Let's just cut right to the chase.
Yeah. There's no, like, we don't need to talk about it.
Exactly.
I just need you to understand it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. That's right. And then we'll get along and it'll
all
be good. But yeah, the best.
Well, actually, the project sounds great. I didn't even, like, comprehend what the project was. So it's about keeping the water clean.
Hello.
That sounds great.
How did you not comprehend what the project was about? Because you were yelling at me.
Yeah, it was very calm.
I know.
I felt calm.
Okay,
I was sitting still.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point being, and that was another thing that frustrated me, though, was I really wanted to tell you what this project was and what I thought you could do for them. And because what they do is really cool, and you wouldn't hear me. You wouldn't even listen.
I couldn't get there.
Yes, because you were all the way back on trying to sell your stuff for free.
Which is, you know.
But I see your point. Now that we can wait a week and discuss it, you know, more coolly. And I know that Kate has also had the same frustrations about people wanting stuff for less money or wanting discounts.
Yeah, right.
Or
like,
what have you.
Do you want to go do things for free?
Well, it's different. My
it
situation
is
different.
Okay, exactly. Now, remember when you were 28 and had a 5-year-old?
Yeah. No, I couldn't do anything for free.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't have a 5-year-old, but I can't do anything
No,
for
you
free.
Can. No, you can't. And no, it's true. I am in a place
Although there is this photo competition going on, and that would make a really good photo essay.
What's that?
Working with those people.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. See, there's your benefit or your.
Don't tell them that.
I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she. I'm not doing anything until she contacts me and says she wants to find out more about what we have to offer, what you have to offer.
Sounds
so
good.
So I'm not going to say anything to anyone ever again about you.
I find that very hard to believe.
Of course. All right, 2 weeks in, Hong Kong observations. What have you learned anything new about Hong Kong? Or found anything that surprised you? Like, oh, I didn't realize people slept in alleyways. Or I didn't know how much I liked rice.
Right. Have I found anything new? I don't think so. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can think about it. I might come back to you. Do you want to demonstrate any Cantonese words or phrases that you've been using or that you've practiced to get anything for us?
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Well, you don't have to. You can say no. How do you say no in Cantonese?
No.
Oh, perfect. That sounded good. Sounded like you got a good hang on that.
No. I can say no.
Hi.
Hi. That's yes.
Hi.
Josan.
Josan, very nice. What is Josan?
That is like good morning, hello, good day. How? It always makes people very happy for some reason.
Yeah, it really means like blessings on your day.
Oh.
When you say Josan, they're like, bless your day, have a great day. Like, it's the most powerful, have a great day you can imagine.
Yeah. And then, when I was out to lunch with the Travel Zoo Hong Kong people, they were very interested in knowing what Cantonese I knew. And I was telling them about this, that you sent me, and it's great. I actually really like it, and Cantonese101.com, mm-hmm. It's free, and it's very helpful. And they take you through, I mean, it's like teaching, they pretend you're a toddler, and they really go through it. So like, mgoi, mm-hmm. or is thank you, excuse me, and you're welcome. Mm-hmm. But they go through it so slowly, they're like, mgoi. Like, that's how slowly they go through
it. I like how your facial expression was also slow motion. Mgoi.
Yeah, exactly. I was demonstrating that. They loved it. They lost it. They thought it was the funniest thing. They thought it was so hysterical to hear me speaking and be like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it just sounds so ridiculous. Right. Like, why are you speaking in slow-mo, you know? And So I've got Mgoi, Josan, Dotse, Mgoi, and then... goa goi? Goa goi or something? Goi mm-hmm. goi. It's goa goa, but you have to like change your tone on it. And it's like this one, and then ni goi is that one, mm-hmm. or vice versa.
Yeah.
So this one and that one, I was talking to them. And then where is the toilet?
Bindo.
No.
No. Gaydo.
Nope.
No. Where is Bindo? Yeah.
Oh, Bindo.
Yeah.
But it's like T-saw.
Oh, Bindo. Right.
T-saw Bindo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Toilet, where is it?
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of good. Toilet is where is basically how it is. But anyways, so yeah. So just a little bit here and there. It's enough, basically. If you use that, people are happy and they'll just talk to you in English after that.
Yeah, they'll
if you just on.
Yeah, right.
Where is it?
Yeah, Rabindo.
Yeah.
And they're like,
You're like, what language are you speaking?
Yes.
Because exactly. Because you're tones are all off. You're like, nine tree? But, like, where is it? Like, they don't know what's going on.
Nine dogs? Gow, gow? Huh? Yeah.
Nine dogs in this case, yes?
That's right. Yes.
I have donuts, lady. What do you want from me?
Donuts that bark. So that's... I don't think I really have any other questions for you, but is there anything else you'd like to talk about or anything you... have thought about talking about today?
I don't think so. I'm sad that I didn't go hiking. We don't have anything to talk about our hike.
Oh, we don't. Yes, I did go. I did go without you. It's true.
She's the worst, basically.
Yeah, I am the worst. It was, I took all the stairs. I did the stairs up to Lookout Point, which is a couple hundred.
Yeah, I wanted to go, but I kind of was feeling a little bit under the weather with a weird cold thing. And I had taken some really wonderful Chinese medicine. I don't even know what it's called, but it works wonderful. It knocked me out.
Yeah.
So when you came in at 6 a.m., I was like, I can't do it. And my brain was like, get out of bed. Go do this. It'll be great. You'll be so excited. And then, you know, no.
I think some of it, too, is I like to go early.
Ooh, right? I think that's way better because it gets so damn hot.
Well, that's true. I guess I was thinking, you know, why don't I just wait, you know, and go a little bit later? But I get so stuck in my own routines. Like, I have to get up and get going because this is what I do at this time. And I can't, you know. I don't know why I'm, like, stuck on that stuff. It's just the mom in me. Even when you're not here, I have the same. Even when I'm by myself, I have the same.
Well, you're just so used to being by yourself, maybe.
Yeah. I am. It's crazy how used I've gotten to being by myself.
So how is it for you, me being here?
It's actually really wonderful.
Yeah.
You're
not like, get out of my house.
Never. Well, not yet. It's only been 2 weeks. Check back with me. But I think because you're 28, you know, you are completely independent. Like, I, you know, we've had a few discussions about how you get to where you're going, but it's more often me intervening. Putting myself into your plans and trying to orchestrate things.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just be quiet and let you do your thing, you're totally, I don't have to remind you that you need to leave in 15 minutes and, you know, it's not high school, right?
No.
So for you being here is actually, it's just really great. I mean, it's just nice to have somebody around because I really do. So Mark has been traveling the last 10 days. He's going to be home for about 24 hours, 36 hours, and then he'll travel for another 10 days.
So crazy.
And and if you weren't here, which, you know, I have stuff. I go places and do things.
I'm just thinking we have dinner at 6:30.
Oh, we do. Oh my God, I have to make the pie.
Yeah.
All right, I have to make a pumpkin pie, so we should wrap it up here. And we'll just see. Next week,
we'll see what happens.
We'll be back with more.
I'll have done some shooting.
Okay,
It'll be great. Yeah. And maybe
we'll do some hiking maybe this week.
Yeah, let's do some hiking. Right. I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
Yeah, me either. Me either. Okay, so we'll stop there. And I see we have a whole bunch of messages too, like where the hell's our pie and quit talking and all that stuff. All right, so signing off.
Bye-bye.
Bye.